Hello, people, and welcome. We are... God damn it.
Wait, can we
it's
restart?
Okay, okay.
I'm ready now.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Howdy, people. Y'all, welcome to Seeking Derangements, the greatest podcast ever created. I am here with Ben and Hessa, as per usual. Boring. Who cares? But okay. More importantly, I'm here with the most wonderful, fabulous superstar of Southern excellence. I give you Kara Cunningham.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, Kara.
Welcome. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
It's not even on purpose, but this is our 300th episode.
Yeah,
wait,
I noticed
really?
That earlier.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is perfect. 300.
I'm honored.
Yeah.
So they say good things come in threes. And
that's
the numerology
so true.
Is three.
You know what they say? Third time is the charm. So
and
maybe.
And there's three of us plus Kara. So.
Yeah,
well, that is four. But
that's
there
pretty
is
much three.
Three is still
that's,
involved. You do need three to get to four.
Pretty much three. That's pretty yeah. much three.
Close. Yeah. It's pretty close to three. I you have to
it
admit.
Is, it is literally very admit. Close to
you
three.
You can't deny that, Ben.
So if you're not familiar with Kara Cunningham, read a book, wake up, do some research, because I don't need to explain how important. I've had a lot of people reach out and say, God, Jacques, you and Kara would just get along so well.
You two do have some undeniable chemistry, that's for sure.
If they only saw the DM.
Look, Kara, I can only imagine what's happening in those DMs. Sometimes I've seen Jacques meet a certain person with a certain kind of energy in person, like in a room, and you can just tell they're gonna fuck. I'm not saying that's exactly what's happening here, but it has happened before, and it's kind of similar. But
I've
how
been
did
known
you...
to sign an NDA before. So I don't slurp.
Oh my God. That would be so crazy if my first NDA that I write for someone else is so that me and Kara
oh
can
my
have
God.
Sex in private.
The drop
well,
NDA.
You're second because you, me, and Ben have done one. To say that we haven't had a threesome before,
we can't talk about that.
Yeah, we can't talk about it.
That is literally against the NDA.
Well, you wrote it really poorly, so there's a lot of loopholes.
Yeah. All the R's were backwards.
I only had a crayon. What did you want me to write it with? Like how else am I supposed to write it? It was a paper towel and a crayon. The crayon broke. I had to use a dried up felt marker so you can barely read the end of the contract. It's not my fault.
Kara, I'm so jealous you get to smoke inside.
Well, that's part of being a homeowner. I mean, you get
literally
to kind of twirl around and be a dick pig.
Can you smoke in bars? Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no. Yeah, you can smoke in bars here at certain ones. And
so
that's usually
jealous.
Where you find, like, the good Trump dick. Is like, if there's cigarettes in the air, you can really get, like, the daddies. So.
Yeah,
if it smells like a stale cigarette when you walk in, it's like, all right, I'm about to get dicked down.
Yeah, or I'm going to dick them down.
Here we go.
The trans top of Tennessee. So,
okay.
You know.
There we go.
Oh, wow.
It's a rare thing. It's a dying breed, the trans top.
Is there another one that you have to battle for dominance? Is there a competition or is it a clear
Jacques.
Field?
Right.
It's NBs versus Trump dick. Who wins?
Wow. Listen.
I think the Trump dick would have you, Jacques. I think you'd be crying and snuggling with them.
It's okay. I don't want to diverge from too much of our at-hand topics, which is Kara. But recently,
I thought you were
going to
say you don't want to diverge from the neuro.
I don't want to be neurodivergent.
Look, I don't want to diverge from the neuro.
He would never.
But I saw a train the other day that was so beautiful. I'd just like to talk about it.
Really recently, me and this guy both met this girl on the same night, and we were both flirting with her. And we had like a 30-minute, like 45-minute in between time where we like left hanging out with her and her friends and then came back to my place to get ready to go back to hanging out with her and like and her friend, my mutual friend, watching a movie. And long story short, right before we left,
can you describe what he looks like?
Yeah, is he hotter than you? Be honest.
Yeah, that we need to know.
Well, by law, yes. He's hotter. By law, he's by hotter law. Than me because he's 6'1". And yeah. the girl that we were both trying to flirt with was also 6'1".
Oh,
so,
okay.
So I couldn't have won.
So they both were looking down at you, literally.
Which a girl was 6'1".
Yes, or 6 foot. But they were almost the exact same height.
And you were going to fuck her?
Well, I wanted to, or at least kiss her. I
mean, that would be like a chihuahua on a Rottweiler.
I love that. I love being that chihuahua.
And
you know
Jacques
what I mean?
Jacques was wearing his chihuahua outfit that day. I was in my chihuahua era.
I've had sex with tall men. I've had sex with tall women. Yeah. And put Hell that yeah. in, doesn't the height, I mean, it's a little weird sometimes when you're too tall, too, you know, and too, there's like a, you know. A crazy height difference.
You know, you're what? You're like 5. You're 5'9".
Well, so yeah. Well, in the interim
try
time,
being 5'6", bitch.
Oh, get a grip. Mm-hmm. As shorty.
Do you think that she had cis dysphoria, being like that tall?
Well, was she trans? That's a real question. Was she cis or trans?
Well, I'm gonna be honest.
I'm gonna say she.
Oh,
was
she trans. Was. Wait, she was trans.
I think she
she's
was trans.
Not. She's not trans. Is the thing, and I'm not 99.9% for sure, but the reason I don't think she's trans is because mm-hmm. she was on our mutual friend's high school basketball team together.
Okay.
Like women's basketball. Well,
trans women famously love playing sports.
Well, yeah. I know, but like
they
I
love
don't
dominating
know.
At sports.
I know, but like I don't know.
Showing
like,
this woman who's boss.
I don't know how it works. But look. Back to so me and my friend have both expressed interest. He turns to me and goes, "Well, I too fancy this girl." Because he does put on a southern mm-hmm. accent sometimes.
Okay,
and
so this you were with like Clark Gable from like
he does
Gone
kind
with the
of
Wind.
Have a Clark Gable vibe.
okay. Interesting.
Well. Long story short, I brought her two paintings, and I also brought my mutual friend that was hosting her some paintings too. But I tried to give her the nicer ones, and I tried to like you know I thought it was rizzing enough. Anyway, we're all sitting on one couch, and she like switched spots to make out with him. So it wasn't
Damn,
gonna happen.
You lost.
She
Ooh,
made out.
Lost.
They were making out in front, and I was like, "Oh."
But a lot of words. A lot of words to say. You didn't get pussy, drug.
Yeah.
Well, the
they were
goal
making
was...
out on top of my painting. It was awful.
I mean, I just wanted a kiss. You know. I mean,
what was the painting called?
Two paintings. One was of a gun, and the other one was of eyes crying.
Okay, that's a crazy gift to give someone
really
you're trying
insane.
To hook up with. Well, here's a look, gun, and here's me crying.
I let her look through. I let her look through my paintings, and I gave her two.
Okay,
she chose them.
It's given Freudian, though. It's like on one yeah. hand, the tears are like this is the result of our relationship, and then the gun is like,
I'm gonna kill
you. Right,
I'm
it's
gonna
very...
kill myself. Yeah,
yeah. I guess it's where I'm gonna kill myself with the crying yeah. eyes.
Yeah. Whatever. I've decided, and this was the plan all along. I'm not gonna kiss her or do anything. We're gonna be friends. And
this was the plan all along.
Kind of
so
seems
funny.
Like kind of seems like that wasn't the plan until Clark started making out with your bitch.
I want to yeah. make her into a superstar. I don't want to say her name out loud, but she has the name that. If right. she, it would be so easy for her to become a superstar just based on her name.
Wait, so Jacques, you want to be the Kanye to her, like where mm-hmm. you know he like makes his girlfriends into like he transes them out and makes them stars.
I mean, I guess I have subliminally taken a few notes from Master Ye, but.
Kanye no, has been sending me some secret messages through his yeah. through his gestures in public
through
that
TV.
Only I can understand.
Yeah, through TV and the movements of cars on the street. Kanye has been talking to me.
He's been telling me how to control bitches through the direction of the wind.
To To my detriment, Kara, I am a diehard Kanye West fan, and I felt like I developed the obsession to be a diehard Kanye West fan like 1 week before he announced he loved Hitler, and it's kind of been a downhill thing.
Did he say that?
He did not.
Did
he announce verbatim, I love Hitler? Maybe he did.
He said Hitler had some good ideas or something.
Yeah, no.
He said, same thing.
He was saying every human is valuable, even Hitler.
I feel like, didn't Erica Badu say something like that in an interview years ago, too, or something? Where, yeah. I can't remember what she said.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't want to miss
That sounds right. I believe it.
Allegedly. I don't know. I don't want to misquote anyone.
Erica, if you're listening, it's merely alleged. We don't know.
Erica Badu, you were the Seeking Derangement sucka MC of the week.
Oh, I cannot imagine how much Erica Badu would hate this podcast.
Can we?
It would be bad.
Can we fact check that? Like, is there a way to Google Erica Badu Hitler?
I'll do it right now. I'll search Erica Badu Hitler.
Because I don't want to get in trouble if she didn't say that, but I feel like she said something like that.
Look, people
it
are
It sounds
always...
like she would kind of have like a Marianne Williamson humanist take on Hitler where she's like,
you're right. She said, Erica, there's a Billboard headline from 2018. Erica Badu finds empathy with Hitler and Bill Cosby. I see good in everybody.
Okay, nailed it. Fucking nailed that shit.
I feel like she also complimented his artwork or something. Like, really.
That's so funny.
There.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
Okay, well,
it's so funny when people are like, his art was amazing, because it's like the worst fucking art of all time.
It's
so
like
boring.
Art you find at like a yard sale. or not a yard sale, at like a Pier 1 Imports.
Estate sale.
Kanye's does like finding the good things in people rather than focusing on the evil. For example, he likes that Puff Daddy and R. Kelly and Bill Cosby are all rich.
Just do a rap where he was like saying he was all of them or something?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. So the lyric goes, and Max can insert this. I'll send a clipped out version of this for him. But
I don't know if Max could insert this because it might get us copyright. It might get it like muted on.
Yeah.
Well, you could go look it up. The song is Carnival, and he says, "I'm yay Kelly bitch. I'm Puff Daddy rich. I'm Bill Cosby bitch. Me too, me bitch." And then he's like, "She says she sucked my dick. But she didn't suck my dick. Then why'd she say that she sucked my dick?" Something like that.
Nice.
Really quickly, Ben, I'm getting a notification that your computer cannot record.
It's okay. I'm recording on my end. I have a Zoom.
Okay. Your video might not be captured.
We'll figure it out.
Okay. Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie. Sometimes on the touch tunes, like at the local bars and gay bars, I do be trolling. And I do play like Marilyn Manson, R. Kelly, and Morgan Wallen, like back to back, like, so it's like I canceled our playlist. And
it's like, who is playing this? Like, what kind of person is this?
I went to the gay bar once and I started playing Marilyn Manson's like Sweet Dreams, and this gay guy just grabs his cup, slings it on the ground, and is like, "He's fucking canceled. What is going on?" And just like storms back in the club. I'm like, I'm doing this because you just did that, like, you know.
Yeah, I'm doing this because I wanted to clear all the people like you out of this club because the vibes were getting rancid.
I'm on a new tip. I'm sorry, but like, and maybe this conflicts with something I've said in the past, but if I hear a canceled musician, the music still sounds good. I'm sorry. I could think of a million.
Is that like controversial to say? Like,
yeah, I'm wondering what you mean. Do you think it sounds different to other people after
you
hear?
I do legitimately think that some people like do not have the same amount of enjoyment of listening to Kanye West like Gold Digger because of his current.
Okay,
and it's stupid. But and then also, like, I'm sorry, R. Kelly clearly not a good person, But also, everyone knows that Ignition Part 2 is one of the greatest songs ever created, and Ignition everyone has grinded.
Is a great song.
Everyone,
Bump and Grind is an amazing song.
But it's really all about I'm Your Angel with Celine Dion.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's what it's really all about.
Also, I Can Believe I Can Fly.
I don't know about that one. I don't know about that one.
I believe I can fly. You don't know that
Wait,
song?
Wait, it's called I Can Believe?
Yes, it's called I Can Believe I Can Fly.
I can believe I can fly, but I won't. And that's the final. The last line of the song is famously the music stops and he goes, but I won't.
I mean, and also, The Beautiful People by Marilyn Manson is one of the greatest songs ever created. It hits, it slaps, it's... And I don't feel like when I listen to it, I'm hurting someone. And that's on period.
But do you think the reason they don't like that song now has nothing to do with his behavior? It's more about, like, because he's singing about beautiful people and everyone now is a de-sex alien. And, like, they don't feel beautiful. So, like, it's really about, like, you know, their insecurity.
Maybe
that
so.
That could be it. That's
definitely it. I mean, everyone is very insecure with themselves these days and not comfortable.
I mean, he's kind of a de-sexed alien, though, too.
Right, mechanical animals. I feel like Mechanical Animals, like, especially that album cover and, like, that character, was a symbol for, like, what we're in now. Like, everyone is a de-sexed, nullified, just smoothed over the genitals, but we have boobs with no nipples. Like, that is where we're headed. So, I feel like it was... What's the word, an allegory or like a prophecy?
I think a harbinger
for what's to come. The D-sex to come.
What does allegory mean?
Prophetic. Allegory is similar to a metaphor.
It's a parable or a fable. It's a device to show similarities between two things.
I have an eighth grade education.
Well, see, that's what happens if you act up and talk too much and get canceled. Ben just disappeared from our screen, and it's because he was just canceled publicly.
I think it was the powers that be. I think it had something to do with JVN.
Exactly.
Oh, JVN.
JVN just bought Riverside.
JVN just sniped Ben in his apartment.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, Kara, what the fuck is Riverside? I was thinking Riverdale, like Riverside. Like.
Yeah, she's like, I've never used Riverdale before.
There's Riverdale. Riverside, the headquarters is right next to the school, Riverdale. And so that's why it got the name.
Is that so true?
No, I'm kidding.
No, see now Hessa got you like you were tricking me. This morning, me and Kara were talking, and Kara kept making all these jokes, like, and I was like, yes, ma'am, like, being so gullible. So funny. Okay, so I think Ben is back. He's ready to...
Hey, guys.
We talked about you while you were gone.
Yeah, we talked about you.
I just talked about how small your penis was, but I didn't give a size.
Oh, that's not very nice. That's not cool, man.
It's okay.
We assumed that JVN had hacked Riverdale to kick you off.
Yeah.
Hacked into Riverdale and killed you off.
He definitely would love to, but I feel like he's probably worse at tech than I am. Hopefully.
Wait, can I be honest, though? I've seen photos,
of course,
because I listened to y'all's episode about like JVN, and the only thing that went through my mind is I wonder though, like if you took away the like weird neon dresses and like whatever, and just chop that fucking hair off, I wonder if she could give us a Butch Queen fantasy, because you know the pussy's probably hairy.
Oh yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Do you think she could give us like dick pig, like sexy at a bathhouse tea?
Well, she used. Ooh. I mean, Zur used to be in bathhouses. She used to smoke meth and get railed out in bathhouses.
That's what I'm interested in.
Kansas City.
And what getting smoking meth and railing, getting railed.
No, I like that JVN. I want that one to come.
Well, that's who she. That's literally who JVN was for like 10 years. was like Zer at the bottom.
Zer was in the bathhouse.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is what you're saying. Allegedly is what you're saying.
I believe it. I mean, he contracted HIV there, which is, I mean, it tracks for like Midwestern, you know.
Allegedly. Parody.
I don't have nothing to do with this.
I don't know if that's alleged.
He's wrote about this in his book. Okay, I'm one of his biggest fans. All right, I know this.
I'm scared. You read the book?
I think I think the hate between JVN and Ben is because Ben is in love and doesn't know how to admit it.
I do love JVN. I think JVN is an amazing person. I think he's like absolutely hilarious. I genuinely am obsessed with JVN. I have no qualms admitting that.
But to circle back from to my original, do you think that he's sexy?
No, not at all. He may be the furthest thing from
current. Current the way he looks currently is like an abomination to all queer people, and is an probably will cause an uprising in hate crimes towards queer people.
I love when you make this argument. It's so funny. Yeah. Like JVN is a hazard to gay people everywhere because he's so corny.
What if tomorrow JVN announced that he's bald and he came out and he looked exactly and he was dressed exactly like you, Jacques. He looked almost exactly the same. What would you do?
First of all, he could never keep up. He could never catch up to how many Telfars I have. He could never look like me. And my ass is bigger than his, and he's got a weird, like, kind of fetal alcohol syndrome face. Something's wrong with him that is related to his genetics. And also, he just, if a Republican, like, bigot Googled non-binary because they were confused and didn't know what it meant, and the first image that came up was Jonathan Van Ness, of course they're going to go commit a hate crime. What do you think is going to happen?
Okay.
He's kind of the non-binary straw that breaks the camel's back for hateful people across the country. Is what you're saying?
Yes.
He's an accelerant. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, look, that Trump.
What do you think you are in that case? Just.
I think I'm a.
How do you think this person who is now about to step out of the house and kill a bunch of non-binary people, how do you think they'd react to you? I'm not saying that in a mean way. I'm just curious.
No. I mean, I would get got.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's fine. Goodbye. I love when he asks a question. See, that's what happens. Okay. Don't talk shit. This is the last thing I'll say about JVN. Trump had a match that was lit that like symbolically got all the bigots together. And then JVN was the gasoline that accelerated all of the hate.
Wouldn't that get all on them and then light them on fire?
Yeah, they all are also burned. That's why he looks so
bad.
Okay. Here's what I will say, though, because if I didn't say this, I would be sitting with the inner hypocrite for years as like a gag. I would do videos like in dresses and these really performative like church hats. And I'd be like doing these admiring the plants outside videos. And I looked very non-binary presenting. But what people don't get, I did that as like a stepping stone. Like I wasn't sincerely being like, you know, But I feel for some people, it is a stepping stone into like before they get to their authenticity. You know, for me, it was just comedy. But I wish that JVN saw
maybe
it as comedy.
I see what you were saying earlier. Then I think that the Butch Queen era might be incoming. Is what you're wondering?
I just am curious about how hairy the dick is. That's all.
Okay,
it's hairy.
You got to strip.
I think hairy.
You and the ass, you got to strip away all this like de-sex neon shit and get all that out of the way so that we can see the inner cum pig.
Well, that's got to be like, I don't know if they show that part on Queer Eye. That might be just unrated Queer Eye where JVN grooms the target's ball hair and ass hair and dick hair.
It's the entirety of the behind the scenes shot.
Yeah.
On set is just this.
Putting little hair curlers on the pubes. Ew. Like,
ew. Queer
the
pubes.
Eye. I hate that.
Queer Eye comes out on DVD, and the deleted scene on the bonus features is just JVN being railed at the Phoenix in New Orleans, like back to back, dressed normal. What if he's been wearing a wig this whole time? Because the hair doesn't look that good, so I imagine it's fake.
I think his hair looks fine.
I think it's his real hair. Yeah, I would say so.
Well, look,
that would be a scandal, though, because he's a hair specialist.
I mean, I would love that. I think that's the fair thing to happen, that he's exposed as a fraud.
Yeah.
I think it would be funnier if they just caught him having sex with a woman.
Who do you think has more sex appeal, though, Tan Mom or JVN? Like, that's the real question today.
Tan Frank.
Like a visceral sexuality.
I genuinely think Tan France, the way that he wears his pants tight and the way that he looks so prim and proper, those kind of people are always like little sexual
low-key freaks. Yeah,
I don't know
but
him.
Also Tan Mom definitely has more sex appeal than all of the queer eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Because she's so tan.
She's absolutely, you know? Fucking, yeah.
She randomly commented on my Instagram like 2 years ago and was like, "You're disgusting." And
oh my god, what a bitch!
I think I was eating like a hamburger or something, but mm-hmm. I like her as a performance artist, so I was really sad.
Oh yeah,
well, maybe she turned around.
It's funny to be called disgusting by a leather couch with eyes and a mouth.
Also, though, I mean, like, it's almost like affirming, and this will lead on to the next thing, to be, like, told that you're disgusting and know that you're just living the best life you can.
Well, like, I don't know if all that's true.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, look, I feel like you and me have a similar eating habits. Like, you know, like, I feel like you don't care about the way you look when you eat. I don't care about the way I look when I eat. I want to enjoy the food. I don't care if it's unhealthy. I'm not trying to live the healthiest life I possibly can. If I was trying to live the healthiest life I can, I would be on this podcast. But, like, first of all, I'm going to set you up with, you know, I want to know, first of all, your top three sloppiest meal choices. I've seen you eat the salad cracker, the cracker salads, which I think is not slop.
The Wendy's talk. Oh, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about if I go to like a pizza place with a salad bar and I put crackers on it. The messiest though of all, and I just had it yesterday, is Wendy's taco salad. Because I swear to God, because they give you this like container and you want to shake it so that the beans are
sure.
So it's all together with the flavors, but it like just gets all over your cleavage and then you look like, you know, a victim of food porn.
Just happened. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
No, you go.
No, I don't know many other like messy foods because I just eat everything messy. Like, mm-hmm. I don't believe in like pretending that like I'm upper class. I didn't go to like what's that school?
Cotillion class.
I didn't go to that. I'm an eighth grade dropout, so I just eat everything like really as an example of a person, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You do give Southern debutante dropout vibes.
Absolutely.
In the most beautiful, mm-hmm. perfect way.
Well, I'm always wondering, like literally, and this is maybe a question for y'all even, because, you know, I know, Ben, you said you're not a coastal elite, but you give me that, you know?
And it's because I'm gay. It's because I'm a gay bitch and look kind of Jewish. That's why that happens. You're not the first one. You're not the first person to think I'm some
No,
kind
I
of,
think
like,
it's just, you speak in complete sentences. and not like you don't struggle to find the adjectives the way that I struggle to find the adjectives. So like there's a difference here. But like here's my question, y'all. Who sat people down? Like did your family sit you down and go, this is how you eat food? My mamaw who raised me never was like, this is how you eat. Like she was just happy I was enjoying food.
So no, I mean,
does she eat similar to you?
No, but she got me. She adopted me when I was like 4 and saved me from like foster care. So I think she was just grateful that I was like eating and like happy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So she felt sorry for me, and so like no one was ever like, "Bitch, sit up straight, put the fork here, like do this." You
know,
I don't get
manner table manners.
Right.
There's something.
No,
so
I never really got. I never really got that. I think it just. I don't know. It just happened. I don't remember it. I don't remember a distinct conversation where it was like, you know, sit up straight, no elbows on the table. It wasn't that kind of household for me that I remember. No.
I don't think they
I've just always been kind of prissy and have developed my own table manners because I'm like I said, kind of a bitch about that stuff.
Well, here's why I ask, because I hate to be that girl that's like, oh, well, this is transphobic. I mean, like,
sure,
I'm not that girl. Like, you could call me whatever. I still don't call it transphobic. Okay. But what I'm struck by as like someone that just puts themselves out there like a mad woman is I've done eating videos for years and they told me I ate messy when I lived aesthetically male and as Chris. And they tell me I eat messy now, but it's like I get it more now is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I'm like, are you just hung up on the fact that I'm supposed to sit here and like, you know,
be a pretty woman?
Yeah. Women
well, I think
are
people
supposed
just
to eat like
people
birds.
Just expect more out of women. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're one of the
And more in the sense of
ever.
Like women shouldn't be eating certain foods or they should be
but
eating.
But I'm not
a
woman.
Way.
I'm not a woman.
Well, I mean people probably see you as one online.
I thought you were a woman, but if you tell me different, I'll listen.
She's trolling.
I'm a woman of fag experience, to quote the Deeply Unwell podcast. But no, like, you know, I'm not a bio queen, so like don't expect that of me. I'm just a blonde with boobs.
For sure.
I mean, I get that. I think it's liberating and inspirational.
It's liberating
to see a beautiful woman, like a beautiful Southern woman like yourself, like living so happy and carefree by like the way you eat is virtually so inspirational to all aspects of my life because I feel like, okay, you can be a beautiful Southern woman and also eat whatever you want and live however you want, which you live unapologetically, which is how most people should be.
Well, I make a lot of apologies after I black out and flirt with my drivers, but I don't know how unapologetic I am, but I thank you.
Do you guys have any Tennessee, Louisiana, Southern beef? Because we have two Southern queens on the pod. I thought maybe we could have some infighting amongst the South. But maybe Tennessee and Louisiana aren't close enough to hate each
Appalachians other. Appalachians and Cajuns don't fight.
Yeah.
That's
the thing.
Rhyme.
I'm Appalachian. I'm an Appalachian cutie. I was born an hour from where Dolly Parton grew up. So I'm very Appalachian pretty girl. But I don't really, I don't mean this offensively, but I don't really think of like Louisiana that much other than like Brittany was born there in Kentwood. And I know that y'all eat crawfish, but we don't eat crawfish. We eat cornbread and beans. And it's like a very different thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't think about Louisiana much?
I've been there and like I did like this like speech at a college once. I know it's shocking, but... I was just confused by the layout of it. Like y'all just walk around. It doesn't feel Southern when you're down there. I don't see.
It
like,
feels. It's more like Caribbean. I feel like.
I don't see the mountains and like you know the cornbread. So it just was giving me like cobblestone street. And I felt like I was in Europe or something. You know.
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity, what college did you peek at and
Loyola.
What were you talking about? Tulane?
So HBO did a documentary on me around like 2012-13 and it was just one of the little stops we had to stop. I don't know what the name of it was.
It was in New Orleans.
I guess.
Probably, I feel like there's not many there's not many good colleges.
Or was it LSU? You didn't go to it wasn't LSU in Baton Rouge.
I think it was New Orleans.
Okay, yeah. Well then it's probably Tulane or Loyola. I can't imagine.
No.
That's crazy.
Well, so they framed it as like, here's one of the first ever viral people, whatever. Sure. So the class was just taking notes on my experience or something. I don't know. The same way I had to give a speech at Yale and we did like a private, it was some shit about them learning social media. I don't know.
I see.
That's amazing. I didn't know you were such a scholar. Yale.
Yeah,
Tulane?
I know. Trying to paint me as some kind of highfalutin East Coast elite. Meanwhile, you're giving talks at
college
Yale,
lectures.
I don't have a college degree. I never went to college.
Here's why I bring that up, though, is that was, this is actually all paralleled, is because that was my first exposure to people that were, like, college-educated, specifically, like, art school people.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the feedback at these screenings for my documentary would be like, oh, like, you speak like a poor person. Like, you're very primitive. And I was like, what the fuck are you
talking about? Not primitive.
I swear to God. Or primal. Crazy. Primal or something.
Yeah. Primal.
Like, that's almost worse.
They were like, yeah, that's worse.
Because they know they shouldn't be saying it. They want to say primitive.
No,
so rude.
Say it to me in a way as like, I should really take this as a compliment. Like, oh, your performance art know how to do this, but you speak like a poor person. I'm like, I just had a Canon digital camera from Sears. I don't know, I'm putting on a show. But yeah, you just...
It's very patronizing.
Yeah, but the point is, you remind me of those people that speak in complete sentences at these colleges, Ben.
That is so funny, because I literally, like, I'm from Des Moines, Iowa. I had to pay my Jewish friend to do my online math classes so I could graduate high school. Like, I'm a complete fucking bumpkin idiot. It kind of shows how sociopathic I am that I am passing as a coastal elite, because I did always kind of hate being from the middle of nowhere. And I will be honest, I do hate most Iowans. Sorry to you guys out there, but I do have a lot of trauma, regional trauma. And I did leave home when I was very young, not because I was like kicked out for being gay or anything. My parents were always really chill about that. It was more because I was like, I can't be here with you losers anymore. So I guess I do have some kind of strain of elitism for sure, and thank you for believing that I'm a huge bitch from the East Coast and not from flyover country. Yeah. That does mean a lot to me, truly.
Well, it's just
I'm finally passing.
But maybe this isn't about education. Maybe this is astrological. Like, what are you, a Virgo? Yeah. What's your sign?
Wait, you should guess. Okay, I'll tell you this, Kara. I was at a party one time in Denver, Colorado, which is very just like astrology, white person central. And there was this guy there who was like really cute. And I was, you know, like making like fuck eyes at him, you know, like gay guys do. If you exchange eye contact for more than 3 seconds in a certain way, you're basically sucking someone's dick. And that was happening. And so I was like, okay, amazing. Like, I'm going to get some dick tonight. And then he walked over to me and he was like very woo woo. If I remember correctly, he may have been carrying a staff. This was a weird time in my life. It was a weird time in Denver,
I can't believe
Colorado.
You just admitted to staff.
He was definitely into chaos magic, which is pretty bad, but he was hot, so who cares. Anyways, he asked me what my astrological chart was, like the big three. And and I knew them only just from exposure and being in Denver, and I told him, and he looked at me straight in my eyes and he said, that is violent, and he walked away and did not talk to me again. And I'd see him at parties and he would always avoid me, and I was like, dude, we were about to fuck. We were literally about to have sex, and you asked me
you
one
question.
You should
have done violence on him.
I did some violence.
Are we getting your...
I can give you my big three.
Are we getting your big three?
Do you want to know them?
For the big 300th episode?
For the big 300th episode.
Third time's the charm.
Wait, okay. Guess my son. Guess my son.
Fuck.
Did you just call me your son?
Guess which one of us is your son.
Yeah, her name's Essa. It's not Virgo. It's not Virgo. You think I'm such a nerd? You think I'm an East Coast college educated Virgo?
Okay. First of all, let me insert. Yeah. I checked your temperature metaphorically when I DM'd you that voice memo where I did the impression of your dad's video of like the trans.
This is so funny.
And you responded in it's the
like,
most.
What?
You posted a video of your dad, right? Being like, she's a trans.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. My dad and I were doing some work on this trans lady's roof, and he had no clue that she was trans. When I told him, he was kind of like, you know, he was a little shocked.
And you did like either an impression of it. Anyway, I
did an impression of his day laborer accent. Yes.
Yeah. And then I voice memoed you my impression and you responded like, what the fuck is that? So to me.
Oh my God.
So I didn't know what you were saying. I'm sorry. I had no clue. It was, I remember this very distinctly.
I remember hearing this thing.
I've had a bit of a grudge against you.
It's so funny that.
Because you thought I was being one of these Yale people calling you a primitive species. Because I was just like, I don't understand you. In my defense, you were doing an accent of an accent. And I remember getting this. It was like, it was around Christmas time. And I was drunk at a party. And I was like, what is this voice memo? And I had totally forgotten that I had posted that. And I was like, I think she's doing like a Spanish accent. I can't figure it out. But that's my bad. I'm sorry. It was never personal.
It's so funny that Ben a second ago was trying to ignite a beef between Jacques and Kara, and now the real beef emerges.
The real beef is emerging.
I remember hearing about this secondhand from Kara being like, I tried to send Ben a funny memo, and he just didn't get it. And I was like, yeah, that's typical bitch Ben being a bitch.
I wasn't being a bitch. I just genuinely was confused. Sometimes a gay guy can just genuinely be confused, okay? It's not always me being like, what?
Now Ben has a complex about being a coastal elite.
Yeah. Also,
I'm one of you folks. I'm normal just like the rest of y'all. Please.
I just have to stop and say that, Kara. When you said that I have a grudge against you to Ben, that was like one of the sexiest things you've ever done.
Oh,
thank
my
you.
God.
I was like, wow.
Leave me out of that, please. No, Kara, I'm sorry. I should have gotten it. I did not get it at the time. I thought clarified it and recouped my behavior, but I guess I may not have.
But now
can we squash the beef?
Yeah, but the origin of me bringing that up is that's when I thought you were a Virgo, because my best friend Sean, who's a Virgo, routinely pretends to not understand when I'm joking. Like, I could literally say like anything funny and he's like, okay, like question mark. But no, what
bitch.
I need to hear what was.
Do you want the big three? You want the big three?
Yeah.
Sagittarius sun, Scorpio moon with an Aries rising.
Wow, here's the real beef. We're both Sagittarius.
Oh, what the hell? Come on, sister. Bring it in, sister.
I love
Sagittarius. I love Sagittarius. People always say this about their own star signs, but I hear so much shit about Sagittarius constantly. And I think
your moon, Scorpio?
Yeah, with an Aries rising.
Okay, so we both... Okay, here's another thing. We both have water moon.
Oh, my
moon,
God. Okay.
And the moon is water, so when you have a water sign there, it's like a whole situation. So mine's Cancer, which complements your moon. So,
okay.
And then your rising's Aries, which is fire, which goes with my rising, which is air. Air and fire go together. So the problem is...
So we should be besties.
Well, the problem is these are romantic... These are romantic.
Oh, we have to fuck.
These are romantic things.
Jock's gonna get so mad.
If Ben and Kara fuck, I am leaving Seeking Derangement.
Here's the problem.
I am not talking to either of you ever again.
Oh my God.
I'll kill myself.
I'll kill myself out of jealousy. I swear to gosh.
The problem with our astrological compatibility is I'm still waiting to have my FFS and I'm excited for it, and I'm not in the mood to detransition for you.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Because.
See, so, Jock, there you go.
Okay, wait, y'all. My phone, I was, okay, really quick. I was about to ask my mom what her birth time
You're a Libra.
Was.
What your birthday is? I was about to ask
my mom what my birthday is.
Mama,
what's my birthday?
No, please respond to me. No. So, I had it on dictate mode because I was about to say it out loud, and it just recorded this on my little text thing. FFFFF. Ben is Ben. Care. Fuck, I am leaving Seeking Derangements, and I am not talking to either of you ever again. I'll kill myself out of jealousy, I swear to gosh.
Did you send that to your mother?
No, thank God, because she would actually be so worried. And
Jock, you're a Libra. Hesse, you're an Aries. I know.
Yeah,
that.
I'm an Aries.
Guess what day Hesse was born on?
Wait, I was going to say...
We talked about him earlier.
Are you March or April, Aries?
I'm April.
Are you like late? What's your birthday?
I'm the last day. I'm April 20th.
I was going to say you're either early or late because you're giving me like way more relaxed than a typical Aries.
That's very true.
Like she seems chill.
Also, Hesse, I think you're cool and stuff, but I just want to point out a little fact. Hesse was born on the same day as Hitler. So,
okay. Adolf
maybe,
Hitler.
I don't know. There might be something there. You might want to look into your
incarnation.
You're saying she's covertly a mad woman.
She's the. I could say she's the Hitler of my life for sure.
I don't know if that's even true.
That's crazy because I have her saved.
I think it's totally fair to say that.
Well, I have her saved in my phone as trans Hitler. So I mean, I don't know. Okay.
There's also that.
But
yeah. Well, I think I slay more than Hitler. I don't know if Hitler could. That's probably the wrong choice.
I was gonna say that could be an interpretive.
y'all, please give me just the floor for one quick second so I can say this out loud. Hey, okay. Mom, I'm recording the podcast right now with some very important people. Our guest is one of the most important people ever, and I just wanted you to tell me the birth date, time. Like the exact birth time so that they can read my star chart on the podcast.
This is a long text.
I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, it's not like any of us have the ability to do a full
Mom,
birth.
I don't even
scratch
know
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You would have to look it up, Jacques, which
You're a Libra. Here's the thing. I do give chart readings, like for real, not being funny.
Oh, really?
But I have to put it in the system to calculate it. Like, I don't know math off the top of my head, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm going to say this. I was born on September 23rd, and I'm a Libra Virgo cusp, and almost every, I would say
so the autism
about
comes from
80 to 85% of every person I've ever dated or fucked is a Virgo.
Okay. I've had a lot of Aries in my life, and Aries are supposed to be most compatible. No, to fuck, Hesse. We are not dating.
Yeah, we've.
But also, friend Aries, absolutely. Yeah.
My moon is Gemini, and my rising is Libra. So I don't know what that means.
What does that mean?
What does that mean, Kara?
So it means that I don't want to say you lack an inner compass, but it could be interpreted Here's the thing. So you have two things going on that I know a lot about. My ex is an Aries with the Gemini moon, who I was with for a decade. And it usually does denote, you know, the moon represents our relationship with our mother. And so it does denote like more of a friend vibe with the mom. And then what that turns into socially is that like we don't always know how to choose like people that are good for us when the moon is in Gemini, because we can kind of, it's like it's air, so you go with the wind, right?
Interesting.
And the moon changes every night, so you kind of change with it. So there's okay. just a lot. I don't want to get too deep on here and like talk about emotional stuff, but it's an interesting placement. I'll leave it at
I
that.
I see. Okay. Well, one thing I do want to talk more about is food. I definitely want to get like top fast food rankings out of the way because I know Jock was really excited to do that as well.
Yeah.
Wait, so why do y'all associate me with food? Y'all think I'm a
I don't. This is taking me by surprise.
It was something Jock wanted to talk about. I'm just reminding Jock that it's before we start another, before there's another grudge on harmless that
I'm just joking.
And you had Kara calling Jock after the show. I can't believe that fucking faggot talked about fast food to me.
Well, look, I feel like
Jock
Kara
would be so happy to get that
I
call.
Know.
I feel
I
like
know.
The listeners, but Kara, even more so than the listeners, is one of the only people in the world that would understand that the way that I eat.
There we go.
What are you holding there up there? What's that? Just some coupons?
I'm just going through my coupons in the mail.
Let's fucking go. That's so
we got
cool.
Subway coupons. We've got.
I love Subway.
Hardee's, Arby's.
Oh,
okay, I forgot about Hardee's.
Yeah,
Hardee's. Those ads with those whores that used to eat those hamburgers in the early 2000s those were crazy.
Those were so cool.
Do you remember those?
Pisses me off because they used to be the shit in the South.
Really?
Like my Peppa would take me before school every morning, mm-hmm. and I get my Sprite and the gravy and biscuits. They sold mm-hmm. the company to the Carl's Jr. Company.
Yes.
Or the restaurant. It's a whole different ingredient. Like every true Tennessee girl will tell you, it used to be the shit. It's awful now.
Wow, really? So just what lower quality ingredients and stuff?
That's the same thing happened in Buffalo with Tim Hortons. They sold it to Burger King, and now it's horrible.
Yeah,
it's so sad.
That's a loss to the culture.
Mm-hmm.
My mom sold me to Seeking Derangements. And ever since, the quality of my work has just gone so down because I'm owned by them. And
what work would that be?
Yeah, shut the fuck up, bitch! Get the hell out of here, you stupid bitch!
Wait, is the Jock regional fast food you want to tell Kara about? Is there Cane's where you are, Kara? That's Louisiana.
No, I fucking wish I keep seeing
Cane's
people.
Is so good. I love Cane's.
Bro, I keep seeing people dip shit in that sauce, and I mm-hmm. want it so bad. Is that like a Midwest food? Like where?
No, it's from Louisiana, but it's in the Midwest. There's two locations in New York City. They opened one in Times Square in Bushwick, which is hilarious. But it's really good. I love Cane's.
There's this one in a suburb in Colorado, like outside of Denver Metro. I want to say it's either Arvada or Aurora, but the line for this Cane's every single day at lunch and dinner is wrapped 2 to 3 times around the entire building, the mm-hmm. drive-through line, which is absolutely mind-boggling to get involved in.
Yeah, that happened when they put a Chick-fil-A in Buffalo. It was every single day. You could never get it because it's like a million cars in the line.
I fuck with Chick-fil-A. I like Chick-fil-A.
I was going to say, is Chick-fil-A still like this lightning rod of controversy? Because I guess I'm in Tennessee.
It kind of is.
Okay, because I want to know the coastal elite perspective, Ben, because as a girl that's like just living in Tennessee, like mm-hmm. we grew up with this in our malls, like we're all sad mm-hmm. on Sundays when it's closed because they're closed for Sundays. Like everyone here, trans or not, we all eat Chick-fil-A. And so we just pat ourselves on the back by saying there's no such thing as moral consumerism and we keep it pushing and we eat our chicken, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and we also drink coffee. But mm-hmm. I just want to know, is Chick-fil-A really like that girl to y'all in the coastal world?
So, like, no, I mean, from what I know, I do have one Chick-fil-A anecdote, but from like people I know in like the city, no, I don't think anyone really cares about Chick-fil-A. I haven't heard a single person be like, oh, you can't eat there, it's homophobic. In my real life in New York, no, I've never heard it. The one time I actually have heard it was in Des Moines, Iowa, where these kind of like culture war kind of, as you said, like moral consumerism stuff does still have more of a grip on people. I feel like the coasts have kind of like aged out of really caring about that. And it is kind of left to like older liberal flyover country people to really hold it down for, like, don't eat at Chick-fil-A. But there was one time I was at a mall with an older woman who I'm friends with. I've known her my whole life. She's very liberal. And I was there with her daughter, who I'm very, really close friends with. And we were like, oh, like, let's go get Chick-fil-A. And she was like, I can't believe you guys eat at Chick-fil-A. She's like, I thought young people just, like, wouldn't do that because, I mean, you're gay. Like, why would you eat at Chick-fil-A? And I was just like, I was, like, kind of hungover and, like, didn't want to have this conversation. So I was like, oh, yeah, well, China owns Grindr. And then I, like, walked away. And, like, that makes no sense, like, at all. It makes absolutely no sense as a retort. But I just said it to her, and she was just, like, so, like, stunned. She was like, okay. What? Okay. And I feel like that's the best way to deal with people who are on this kind of tip, which is, like, oh, you can't do this or you can't do that because...
She wanted you to be in...
Guess what? A corporation is bad. So right. The best thing you can do is just kind of stun them with some completely... And like total random, you know.
Let me put my.
She response. Wanted you to be in the throes of identitarianism, but my thing is, I don't ever want to too closely identify with myself to the point where I'm denying myself nourishment. It feels satanic.
Yeah. You know, I agree completely.
As a Red Scare,
it's really neurotic way to live. I feel like.
Yeah, mm-hmm. As a Red Scare girly, I just never want to identify too closely with my transgenderism.
Okay. Period. Ben
knows
about
that. Because the people who identify too
I'm not trans.
Listen, the people who identify too much with their identity are the ones who lose sight of their identity. That's my point. Mm-hmm. It's just like, let's joke about it. Being trans is a funny thing. And like,
hey, I'll always joke about it, bitch.
Look, okay. I've come
it's like being anything is funny. Like, let's eat chicken.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm.
I used to be against cigarette smoking. I used to frown upon
Jacques is just getting mad.
Who did drugs. I used to be like super uptight. And I was
Jacques is a hyper identitarian, though. He hates certain kinds of people on very, very specific basis, like cigarette smokers. He looks down.
I don't look down on cigarette smokers anymore.
You used to. Yes,
no, because well, my dad
look down on me, daddy.
No, look. My dad's mom died of emphysema, and she was hiding smoking cigarettes her entire life. None of her children knew she smoked cigarettes, which is I don't even understand how you.
That's
hit
a
that.
Crazy thing to get away with. Just smoke enough that you die of emphysema, and no one knows. That's nothing.
Yeah. So second thing, really quickly,
I feel like they knew.
I used to be the opposite end of. I used to be like, oh my god, you got to be woke. You got to this that. I used to be so. That stupid identity politics bullshit to the point where back in the day when Chick-fil-A
I think you should go back to being woke. I think
No. When I back in the day, this is the most funny thing I can ever say right now. I stood at the front of the beginning of the line at Chick-fil-A for hours wearing a button-up see-through mesh rainbow shirt and with a sign saying end hate or like end homophobia.
Dog, I think that's so
trying
amazing.
To, and
that's
I was
so cool.
I personally
I think
was
that's
talking,
really endearing. Honestly,
I was shouting at every single car, begging them to not buy Chick-fil-A because it could endanger gay people. Now, and that was a waste of time, and I didn't prevent any gay people from getting hurt. They were gonna get hurt either way. So okay, flash forward to my like. Maybe like a year or two ago, or maybe 3 years ago, I'm living in Denver, Kara, and I love Chick-fil-A. It's down the street from my house. It is so close. It's so easy to get. I decided to get some Chick-fil-A today. I get two large waffle fries. I get a 12 or 16 nuggets, and I slurp it down with some lemonade. And, you know, I also at the same time was perusing Grindr. Or Sniffies, and I decided to talk to
Sniffies
a guy.
Sniffies while eating is crazy.
Sniffies while you eat is nuts.
I'm gonna be honest too, because y'all, I don't even know if you were on the show yet, Hessa, but this was actually all happening before an episode of Seeking Derange. So I was trying to eat and suck dick before the recording.
That is so disgusting.
I found a guy who was lived in my neighborhood.
Oh,
and I
this
go
is
suck
a beautiful
his dick.
Story.
So before going to meet up with this gentleman, I basically just got a towel and wiped my face once and then like maybe swished a little bit of mouthwash and left. If he was lucky. I'm sorry if I didn't.
But this is the pipeline to you being not woke, right?
Yeah, well, no, it's not the pipeline, but no, just an example.
This is an unrelated story.
Just free association based around Chick-fil-A
okay,
being
so gay. Yeah. I start sucking the guy off, Kara, for about 2 or 3 minutes. He says, oh, my God, stop. Something's really wrong. Mm. I pull my mouth up, and his whole dick has turned bright red and is starting to swell up. And he's like, something's really wrong. And he goes, did you eat peanuts today? And I'm like, I had Chick-fil-A. It's all fried in peanut oil. He's like, oh, my God, I'm allergic. I'm going to have to tell
him. Wait, Jacques, but the redness of the dick is what inspired you to go Republican, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Red symbolized to you.
Well, and then
it's time to put down the pride leotard.
The guy yeah. started freaking out because he had to go call his boyfriend and tell his boyfriend that he was cheating.
One, I'm cheating on you. Two, my dick is blowing up like a red snapper right now.
I'm about to die.
And if you don't get here.
This guy keeps talking about how he's Republican now. I don't know what he's talking about.
Oh, no.
He's talking about getting woke out of school.
Well, I said, okay, that sucks, but is your boyfriend coming? And he said, yes. And then I ran out of that house. Like, I was like, I'm done. This is fine.
Do you know if this guy lived? Was he saved?
I don't know. I never checked it. We exchanged.
Well, people die from peanut allergies.
Look, we exchanged statuses and objectives, and then we were like, let me suck you.
Was his objective to get his dick blown up by your
what's your STI status? Okay, that's good. And then can I suck your dick? It's good. Okay.
I'd
rather
about
know your SSRI like your... status if you better get with me,
yeah,
baby.
Period.
I'm clean off those. I want to co-sign you, though, Jacques, because mm-hmm. maybe we're soulmates, because I used to be super woke, too. I'd go to all the marches, and I said that, you know, Bernie bros were everything that's wrong with this country, because I was like Queen Hillary. I was on my Queen Hillary shit, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, fully 2016. If I even met a Bernie bro, I was like, y'all are the problem. Like, I was... CNN. No, I didn't think that. I just thought that they thought they were more progressive than they were. I was not with it. But
yeah.
Then I discovered Dasha and then Red Scare, and it was like the greatest thing
converted.
That. Well, here's what happened. Like, this is true tea. Like, not even being funny, right? I got blackout drunk. And this was during my porn era, because you know I had a whole porn renaissance. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so, what was your porn? But.
I was number one subscribed on OnlyFans, like number
what the
two,
hell?
Number this two is, most I, searched gay porn artist, like on Pornhub for like
oh my
4
God.
Years.
I didn't
even
I knew
major.
I didn't know this.
That's
I didn't know
major.
This until I mentioned
I
your name
porn.
To someone, and they were like, "Oh my God, the famous porn star!" And I was like,
but "Wait,
I didn't even
but wait.
Know.
Lived a lot of lives."
But here's why I mentioned that. So I mm-hmm. got blackout drunk at the height of my libbed out CNN brain. Blackout drunk. I'm like doing great on OnlyFans. I'm super, mm-hmm. you know, BLM with it. I'm like one of the girls. Mm-hmm. I get wasted. And okay. I admitted in a video not only that I had customers who would request race play videos of me, but I also that same week got drunk in another video and I called everyone retarded. And I was like, y'all are fucking mm-hmm. retarded. Mm-hmm. So all the woke gay like Out magazine, like they were all eating me alive, and I was like, wait, y'all, I've been standing with y'all this whole time. So for me it was a lesson. Not only do they eat their own, but it's the whole snake eating its own tail, which I yeah. didn't realize. If I'm contributing and trying to gain an audience that will eat me alive and hang me, you know, like a witch back in the day, mm-hmm. the minute I have an impropriety, then I'm completely invested in the wrong audience. So when
sure.
I discovered mm-hmm. the Red Scare girls, I'm not being funny. It really, I was almost suicidal at that time because I was like, oh my God, everyone thinks I'm a horrible person because I said retard and admitted mm-hmm. that some men like race play request videos for me and DM. So I wanted to die. And then when I found Red Scare, I was like, oh, they openly say the R word in like a way that you understand is not them being hateful. So mm-hmm. it really opened my eyes to a lot of things. So, and then I found Jahl and Perfume Nationalist, and just
it's kind of interesting because I do know like avowedly like a, you know, quote unquote anti-woke people, and there's a pretty common thread in all their backgrounds where people who were woke, you know, quote unquote themselves for quite a long time. It's interesting because like it's a lot of people kind of converting to another side.
I think being woke is well intentioned. I think the problem though, in the beginning, but the problem is the longer you're in it, it is like a cult, and you make one misstep, they're ready to throw you in the fire. And I'm like, listen, I'm getting.
I think that kind of tribalism and that kind of, you know, burning people for not, you know, acting in line, however you might want to say it. I think that's true for many kind of niche cultures. Group. I mean, it happens. It happens no matter what your fixed politics may be.
I agree.
Or even if you have fixed politics,
but it happens
people,
the most.
Lots,
in that.
I don't have data on that. I don't know if it happens the most. I mean, I genuinely don't know. I just mean to say that this is not a feature of only woke circles. It happens all over and has been happening for a very long time. It's just, you know, grouping. It's just how people work.
Yeah, groups.
I just want to tag along exactly about what Kara was talking about. It's like in that moment, I was in a dark place before I found Seeking Derangements, and I felt like I was stuck in a place where I couldn't express myself fully without being reprimanded or disregarded or disrespected. And now I'm in a spot where I have people who are willing to listen and hear my ideas, and I don't have to filter myself through the lens of what I think the world's morals, like, you know.
You just never really had to. I guess what I mean to say, it's like, you know, like, I don't know. It. I think in certain ways you kind of manifest anxieties about what you can and can't say. But, you know, if you just say it and say it confidently, you're going to be okay at the end.
There's
of
also
the day.
Just so much freedom in being like authentically yourself in the way that you just live free.
I don't think that kind of placement is either on the side of woke or anti-woke. I mean, to me, those things are too.
It's
like
Ben,
an evaluative stance. I truly like don't even consider anymore.
Yeah.
Well, to your point, Ben. Yeah, it taught me that I was doing some of those same tactics to people when I was super lived and CNN brained. I was I guess actively dehumanizing people that I was like, oh, you like Trump? And then I realized some of them have the best dick there is. They sling it so hardcore. They have the best pubic hair. They have the best pubic hair texture.
You and seem to like pubic hair a lot. Is that a point of...
Well, it's a litmus test for, you know, I'm really big on, like, the texture of the pubes. I'm like, oh, wow, like, this is really great. I, you know, I love it.
What's the best texture?
Yeah, I need to know. I need to.
Well, though, okay, some people do not grow, like, the inner thigh hair the way I like. And when it's only growing, like, at the top.
Jock literally is looking at his thighs. He's checking his thighs. Right
now. Jock is checking.
There's There's an elitism to certain pubic hair growth, and I just know it. It's when you see it, you know it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think
you're gonna like mine. I just took a look.
There we go.
Okay.
Flash on the camera. His crotch.
But I just very quickly to end this little discussion of. I think it's very freeing to be yourself without having to apologize, and in some ways,
and just say that, Ann Coulter is my mother. Yes.
Yeah. A lot of people didn't know that. That's where you get your beautiful blonde hair.
Right.
Okay. So I want to go back. You said that when you had clients, I know you said you've done porn before. I found out today earlier from a conversation, you said you also used to be a phone sex operator?
Or just I said I call the phone sex line. Yes, it's an extracurricular activity, you know, being trans in the South. Sometimes you don't want to have to deal with the whole situation of like actively. Yeah. I'm a top, so it's very confusing for me because the kind of men that are attracted to me are very Southern rural men. They don't always want to take it up the ass. So for me to be able to be an avatar and be anything I want to be on the phone sex line, I get to call and be like, hi, y'all. My wife's upstairs. I'm just down here hitting the poppers, laid back, stroking. It is so fucking freeing for me, you know? And yeah. I'm jealous of autogynephiles. And Hessa, I don't know if you said you were too on one episode, but
I thought you said something similar to that.
I'm really jealous.
I don't remember it.
You're jealous of April?
No, I have a separation of church and state, right? Like, my sexual persona is very different from, like, how I feel cozy talking with you right now.
Sure.
In the bedroom, yeah. I like to get down with the get down. And, you know, really, because I'm a woman of fag experience. So it's you've lived most of your life having gay sex and being a top and being dominant in the bedroom, but that's always been a through line because my femininity confuses people until I'm in the bedroom. So phone sex lines let me just, like, not have to deal with these preconceived notions and just, like, role play. Everyone on there thinks I'm a daddy. It's so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, that is.
Because the autogynephiles, they're like getting off on like being women and having boobs. I can't find anything sexy about me having boobs. I'm not into women like that. Like, I feel comfortable if someone thinks I'm sexy, a man or whatever, but I can't like get off to myself. That's not my thing.
Yeah.
But I do see old photos of myself when I did gay porn. I'm like, damn, I would fuck that ass, you know? So I have, like, the inverse of autogynephile where I'm like, I wish I could fuck my gay self, my former self, you know?
I want that twink obliterated.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, again, I wasn't really giving twink towards the end. I was giving, like, hairy pussy fat bitch, you know? And so, yeah, what was I saying? I love phone sex.
Yeah.
Okay, I felt so similar when you were just saying, like, you were a fag experience and you were a top in your fag experience and people were confused by your femininity in the bedroom or leading up to the bedroom. Same.
Yeah.
Same. It's different for me, but, like, I feel like now I'm trying to fuck women and women are like, well, you used to fuck men and you're kind of feminine. I don't know if you actually want to fuck me.
You don't read as feminine to me, though.
Yeah.
But this has been a complaint from people that were like, I was like, oh, I'm not like masculine enough to be the role of a like.
Where are they leaving these complaints? Like the sexual Yelp Reddit?
No, just like someone that broke up with me once was like, look, you have too much of a.
You're not man enough for me.
You'd need someone that knows how to fetishize you, Jacques, in the right way.
I mean, absolutely.
Because you give very much Mario Kart to you.
He does kind of have a Mario vibe.
Yeah, you just need someone that knows how to fetishize you.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've found quite a few, actually. So, I mean, I'm doing better. It's just...
Yeah.
And I love being... I might complain about it publicly sometimes, but I do actually... sometimes love being objectified, sexualized, and fetishized. I mean,
not shocking.
I love the attention. I mean, please affirm me.
I think we gotta wrap it up right now. But Kara, do you have any final words for our listeners?
I just want to say that I support the liberation of women from having to identify as women or anything.
Period. That's a beautiful message. Kara, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kara. So much.
Thank y'all for having
a lot of fun.
Don't leave the chat yet because your video has to upload for a little bit once they stop recording.
But, yeah, let's stop
don't hang
up.
All right.